chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear, for the whole round world to hear. I wish I could share all the love that's in my heart. Remove all the bars that keep us apart. I wish you could know what it means to be me. Then you'd see and agree that every man should be free.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all so much for joining me this afternoon on Asian Wave 101. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Now, why is it such a good day to be here? Well, it's because the sun is outside, it's shining, it's bright outside, and I hope everyone, my fellow students, are all enjoying their second week back. And of course, to brighten up your day just a little bit more, we got some great music for you, and of course, your regular weekly news segment. Now, to start off, we have two legendary singers. The first from Korea. He goes by the name of Rain. Rain debuted over a decade ago under JYP Entertainment and garnered a lot of attention for his music. He later went on to star in television dramas, among them Full House, which won him the award for Best Actor at the KBS Drama Awards. Right after, in 2004, his third studio album, It's Raining, sold over 1 million copies all across Asia. He's one of the few Korean celebrities that can safely call themselves world stars. Some of you may even recognize his name and face if you have seen the movie Ninja Assassin from back in 2009, which he starred in. He recently made a comeback after completing his mandatory military service in January of this year. The song from Rain Today is called 30 Sexy, one of his two comeback songs. The lyrics describe him trying to entice a lady to join him, telling her not to worry because he knows what to do, if you know what I'm saying, you know? But because he's 30, he's sexy, and that's what the song is all about. It suits who he is now that he is in his 30s, and he's still going strong even after all these years. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101.
Why did you eat the whole thing?
Because
you snuck in my room and got him and shut the door because I told you not to eat anymore. Why'd you eat so many?
Because I love M&M's.
I know you love M&M's, but now you're going to have a tummy ache.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
When I have a rumbly in my tummy, the only thing that makes me feel better is listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Dirty, sexy, dirty, 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 sexy, dirty, dirty.
Yeah.
That was Rain's Thirty Sexy or Dirty Sexy, depending on how you heard the lyrics. Maybe that's something we can all strive for, to be the sexiest we can be when we hit our 30s. It's strange because it seems that in the K-pop industry, or at least in the K-pop world, as soon as a singer or an idol is older than 27, they're immediately called quote-unquote old, which is, it's really unfair. Rain is, that's still a young age. Rain is back, and it's rumored that he has some more television and movie projects lined up, including a possible Hollywood film, so keep an eye out for that. And of course, check out more of his music, especially if you're into R&B. The next singer we have, also a very legendary singer, she is the uncontested Mandopop diva of all divas, Taiwanese singer Ah Mei. The song from her today is off her latest studio effort, Pian Zhi Mian, meaning Faces of Paranoia. The song is of the same name. It describes how one partner in a relationship is clinging on very tightly and, in a sense, is being very overbearing, and then the other brushes it all off, which causes this sense of uneasiness in the within the overbearing one, who asks their partner to accept it and to understand that it means they care. This song features a rapper on the final verse of the song, who goes by the name of Soft Lipa. I think that's how it's pronounced. He is a Taiwanese rapper and fairly famous from what I know. It's a small taste of hip-hop done in Mandarin, which is becoming more and more common in the Chinese language music industry. So that's something new for everyone out there. Ah Mei, Faces of Paranoia, coming up next.
幸福，让我进去更。 执着有时候我们的心里充满了嫉妒恨，如果爱是发展最后破坏，你说那你也都是我们的一部分，挤出劣根性和野情绪的分泌物和血和一股复杂味道，你们房间我们观念像体毛粘黏伤口上面，不是对就是错，不是失去就是获得，我们不是强就是弱者，不是赢就是挫折，偏执让高潮穿遍全身，植入心里人被痛苦迷惑，身体皱褶里汗水一口难忘，在这生生活中的你我都疯了，都疯了，都疯了。
May Faces of Paranoia, letting everyone know that being clingy in a relationship is not that good of a thing. This entire album was just put together so well. All the singles were so meaningful, but I feel that I haven't fully taken in their meaning because Chinese is just such a complex language with a certain beauty to it, and there are certain nuances that are lost on people that don't speak or at least fully understand the language. So looks like I have to brush up on my Chinese abilities, my reading and writing as well. Anyway, I'll be checking out more of Ah Mei, and you should too. And with that, a little change in pace is in order. The next artist is also from Taiwan, and he goes by the name of Yoga Lin. In Mandarin, he is called Lin Youjia, and Youjia is actually just yoga, like the actual exercise itself. But apart from his rather strange name, he is a very versatile artist known for his appearance on a singing competition show called 超级星光大道, which literally means Superstar Avenue, not superstar as in a celebrity of great stature or public visibility, but a star as in a star out in space. But it can simply be called 1 million star, where he displayed his abilities to sing jazz and R&B, even to genres like rock. The song from him today is from his fourth album, Fiction, called Lure, which is Yo in Mandarin. The song describes this idea of lure, of temptation. There are all these things about a girl that he sees that seem to draw him in, tempting him, trying to kind of get him to indulge, in a sense. There are lyrics in the chorus that say, like a piece of candy, what a temptation, sweetening my dreams, like a cup of wine, so tempting, I want to sleep in your embrace drunk. This song really showcases the strength of his voice and his ability to sing different genres. This one is a little bit jazzy, and Yoga Lin is definitely a hard-to-find talent. So let's check it out. Yoga Lin, Lure.
就笑容我没见过，你是不是在暗示什么？眼神这样算不算秋波？那是线索还是告诉我千万别想太多？像颗糖好诱惑，甜到梦里有粉红，小花朵一朵一朵慢动作飘落，像杯酒太诱惑，琥珀色的暗了我，摇晃我好像醉倒在你怀中。原谅我的词汇不
糖，好诱惑，甜到梦里有粉红小花朵，一朵一朵慢动作在飘落，像杯酒太诱惑，不波色的安乐窝，
My name is Emily, and I believe every sustainable choice you make starts a ripple. Join some people that care about the stuff, and me, of course, at the Bus Loop on Tuesday, September 23rd at 8 a.m. You'll get a free mocha and see how totally easy it is to recycle on campus. Now that's sweet. So come on, make a ripple. Be part of the wave. And find out more at sustain.ubc.ca/ripple effect and hashtag with RippleFectUBC.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Welcome back. Right before the break, we heard Yoga Lin, his song Lure, released back in 2012. He recently became one of my favorites, and I'm a little disappointed that he won't be releasing any new songs for a while. A report came out a few weeks ago that he was planning to complete his mandatory military service, so it will be at least 2 or 3 years before he's back to making music. But all the best to him, and good luck in his service, and we still have 5 albums of songs to listen to until he comes back. Next, the one who is called Korea's Beyoncé, Ailee, is here with one of her powerful songs. The song is called 보여줄게, which means I will show you, from her first EP, Invitation. The song describes a girl who is getting her own little revenge on a guy, her boyfriend, who has left her for another girl. Now she's going to completely change herself to show him what he gave up. New clothes, shoes, makeup, to show him he isn't special and that she'll meet a better guy as well. The song really shows Ailee's charisma as a performer. Her powerful voice draws your attention, and so she is always the center of focus, which is not easy to do. She's definitely going to find her place as one of the divas of K-pop very, very soon. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101. Ailee, I will show you.
Trying to 썼던 반지 버리고 네가 썼던 편지 지우고 미련 없이 후회 없이 잊어줄 거야 너를 잊을래 너를 지울래 보여줄게 완전히 달라진 나 보여줄게 훨씬 더 예뻐진 나
Korea's Beyonce A. Lee with I Will Show You. It is true that you don't have any idea what you might lose until you actually lose it. A. Lee's music has a certain appeal to it. You can enjoy it and appreciate just how talented she is, even without fully understanding the language. She recently teamed up with underground rapper Swings to work on a song, which is great, by the way, so go check that out. And listen to some of Ailee's other work as well, all great vocal performances. And next up is the one and only Jay Park, here with a brand new track. At the beginning of the month, Jay released his second full-length studio album, Evolution, and the song and the album was a track on the album was a track called Yaksoke, which means promise in Korean, and the song is also called The Promise. And personally, for myself, I love R&B music, and Jay Park is a great choice for some R&B. The song is smooth, a bit laid back, and is a bit more inspired by classic R&B, which is a simpler instrumental made with actual instruments, so it doesn't sound as mechanical or as synthetic, and it really complements his higher, more youthful singing voice. The lyrics describe a man asking his girlfriend to promise that they will be together as long as possible, through good times and bad times, that they will stay as one and grow old together. Some classic R&B for you. Jay Park, The Promise.
Oh, check it. 이 인생이란 건 너 없이 사는 게 사는 것도 아니야. 웃을 때도 눈물 흘릴 때도 함께 해 my baby baby. 영원히 영원히 my baby. So baby 약속해 절대 안 떠나.
That was Jay Park, The Promise. Jay is honestly right now my favorite Korean artist. And the great thing about him, though, is that about this show as well, taking requests and all, I can play my favorites and yours. I like all the artists played on the show. But Jay is at the top of my list these days. He not only writes, composes, and produces his own material, but there was a period where the industry was highly against him, but he came back stronger than ever. And, you know, he's doing very big things right now. His music is an testament to what can be accomplished when you don't give up and chase your dream and passion with all your heart. And I really admire him for that. Now is that time of the week where we check out some of the latest happenings and celebrity news from the Asian entertainment world. It's time for Asian Entertainment News. First up, Taiwanese actor Kai Ko may enlist for his mandatory military service. Now, the actor has remained under constant scrutiny of the media since news of his release being released from his two-week detention over a drug scandal from back in August, when he and J.C. Chan, son of Jackie Chan, were involved in a marijuana crackdown, which resulted in both of their arrests. Now, the newest reports have confirmed that the 23-year-old was summoned to provide hair and urine samples to determine if he has used any other narcotics. The star admitted to having his first taste of marijuana 2 years ago and has tried it on 8 occasions, all of which were in the home of his friend J.C. Chan. The test results will be released by the Criminal Investigation Department of the Taipei City Police when ready, after which Kai will be tried accordingly. He will be ordered to attend psychological and drug treatments if the test results show that he has only used marijuana and face all other consequences. If any other substances are detected, he faces a 2-month stint at rehab and up to 3 years in prison. His manager, Angie Chai, has expressed that regardless of the result, Kai is highly likely to step out of the spotlight for the time being and either return to his studies or enlist in the army. While rumors of his 2-year ban from the Chinese entertainment industry have yet to be addressed, but they have been confirmed, it has been confirmed that the movie Tiny Times 4, of which he plays a main role, will hit the big screen as scheduled, despite previous complications regarding the release of the film, and that they may have had to remove some of the scenes that he is in, but I guess that will not be the case. Celebrities have to maintain good images, and anything bad that happens can completely ruin everything they've built up. It's well known that a ban from the entertainment industry in China can potentially ruin Kai's career, but he has apologized and expressed remorse, and hopefully people won't be too hard on him. At least he is being honest with himself. Next, from China, Chinese actress Tang Wei, who wedded in Sweden in July, was in Venice for the recent 71st International Film Festival 2014 to promote her latest work, The Golden Era, together with director An Hui and Chinese co-star William Feng. However, Tang Wei was reportedly late for her 1 p.m. interview session by 40 minutes and was disrupted halfway through the agreed 30-minute session by a Chinese lady. She expressed her apologies to the media, and then said lady led Tang Wei and William away. When the person in charge of arranging the interview, an Italian, asked the Chinese lady why the sudden departure, she responded rudely, "I can just return you the 15 minutes of the interview later, can't I?" That infuriated the Italian, who then started arguing with her and promised never to arrange future interviews for them and even called them jerks. Now, news like this is very common in entertainment industries, and it's good to see that Asian celebrities aren't really any different than celebrities from elsewhere. Hopefully this was a one-time thing. Entertainment business can hopefully run smoothly after this and properly do its job of entertaining us, the audience. Next, from Korea, an update on Kim Hyun-jung's situation. Kim Hyun-jung reported to the Songpa police station on September 2nd after returning from his world tour to answer charges that he assaulted his girlfriend. The woman claiming to be his girlfriend filed charges on August 22nd. She will be referred to as A from here on in. He was asked to report to the police station by the end of August, but he was on a worldwide tour. As the singer had a concert scheduled in China, the visit was postponed until early September. A crowd of reporters was present when the singer and actor showed up at the Songpa police station, and his lawyer and manager accompanied him and escorted him inside without stopping to answer any questions. His testimony refuted the charges laid by his alleged girlfriend, A. His agency, Key East Entertainment, has also stated that the couple had only dated briefly, but texts that had been provided by A disproved this as they go back to 2012. She claimed that Kim Hyun-jung assaulted her on two separate occasions. The fights reportedly took place in May and July at the singer's home, but Key East Entertainment claims that the couple had only one fight in May, but that the second incident did not ever take place. As covered in a previous news segment, several texts were presented by A, allegedly sent between the two, some of which contained apologetic messages asking for forgiveness and the like. A Key East representative told news outlets that no one should make any assumptions until the investigation is complete. The police also cautioned that until all the evidence is in, it is merely a one-sided allegation. "We are currently investigating the case," said a police statement. "It is not yet concluded if the defendant is guilty. If he is found guilty of the charges, Kim Hyun-jung could face a prison term or a fine of about $10,000. Now, the interesting thing about this is that allegations like this happen all the time. But the problem here is that nobody knows the full story, and it's unlikely that we ever will. So until that really happens, which it likely never will, I don't know what's really going on. But if Kim Hyun-jung truly has made a mistake, people will respect him if he's honest and owns up to it. Last, lots of comebacks and more in the near future in the Korean pop industry. Super Junior and 2PM have recently made long-awaited comebacks, and very soon, girl group Tiara will be making a brand new comeback, as well as several other big names from the industry like SHINee and CNBLUE. That's definitely something to look forward to. Plenty to anticipate for K-pop fans. A little something for everyone should be coming out very soon, so look forward to it all. And that will do it for this week's news. There are many more stories from last week. Do feel free to check them out. Or if you want more info on the stories covered today, also feel free to email me at asianwave101@gmail.com if you want to share your thoughts or ask me a question as well. When we come back from the break, we got more music on Asian Wave 101, only on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't touch that dial.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at studyandgoabroad.com. Join in celebrating a truly unique UBC occasion with Professor Arvind Gupta, UBC's 13th President and Vice Chancellor, at his formal installation ceremony Friday, September 12th. Watch the live webcast 10 to 11:30 a.m. at ubc.ca/installation. The event is sure to be a memorable and inspiring way to kick off his first term as our president.
Various members of the CITR's student executive sit in and host this blend of music and banter about campus and community news, arts, and pop culture. Drop in a welcome student special hour every Tuesday at 1 to 2 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
We are back, and now we got some more music for you on Asian Wave 101. and I have a Mandelpop artist who is by no means a rookie, but still a relatively fresh face in the Mandarin pop world. Her name is Jess Li Jiawei, a Malaysian-Chinese singer who is active mostly in Taiwan. She got her start on the same show as Yoga Lin and was the first Malaysian winner of the competition show. She released her debut album, 感谢爱人, which means Thank You My Love, in 2011, and followed up with another album earlier this year called Heaven/Cliff. The album has some very good ballads, and among them is the song 抢求, which means force or forced to. The song describes how someone made a mistake in giving their love to someone, yet despite everything being so wrong, they bottle it up and refuse to be sad. But their love is not something that's forced. There's no need to dwell. They say, let's break up and leave it at that. The song has a good build-up to the climax, and Jess's voice makes the song's delivery that much more resonant in your mind afterwards. So Jess Li, Forced To, coming right up. That was Jess Li, Forced To, another great ballad from Mandelpop. Jess has the potential to be a star, and especially because she is very talented, and all the people on 1 Million Star are Yoga Lin, Jam Xiao, among just to name a few. And it's great, too, because her voice just has such an emotional delivery, and a recommendation from me is her song Burn, which is from her debut album, another great song. You can find all her music videos on YouTube and check out the albums in their entirety as well. Next up is our Canadian Artist of the Week today, Vancouver Locals Gentleman's Vibe. The song is off their mixtape From Fist Fights to Pinstripes. It's called Lounge, and it's about enjoying the moment but never losing sight of your passion. Never stop the grind and break down the walls in the way. This is a song for those times of reflection. We all got dreams, passions, but sometimes it seems hopeless. But it's important to know that we should never feel hopeless. Inspirational songs are always great for that. That's coming up next, Gentleman's Vibe, Lounge.
Yeah, tomorrow you got lost in break. Damn, tomorrow you got lost in break. Damn. So take your best shot, take a swing, half tilted on these drinks. Tomorrow you got lost in breakdown. Cause tomorrow you got lost in breakdown. Cause tomorrow you got lost in breakdown. How's it going, kid? I'm asking, how's life? How's the plan to make it off all right? Tell me how mom is. Erica Renz and the team. Cause knowing you, all these questions keep you up all night. Losing sight of your dream, but Jay keeps you in check. Y'all from the brotherhood, y'all will never forget. Claiming all your regrets, passing life like a test. Quit blaming shit on your past and decide on what's coming next. Cause y'all be making deadlines, they spit deadlines. All your headlines, raise the hairline. Y'all just gotta hang in there for the meantime. Soon you'll have more airtime than airlines. Apartments by 23, out in LA. Jay Vils, Matt D, K Thanks, Ben J, yeah. Art Galera, handful homies, you'll remember. They can't understand that brotherhood got Del Rosetta. Engraved in stone that your crew will be forever. Swear y'all got specialized endeavors. Arriving style when y'all rocking out Coachella. Knocking out life like you're the number one contender, no Floyd. Buffing out rhymes, no Lloyds. Heads and tails flip, no coins. So apply to your craft, don't avoid it. And they don't need a ball to know your crew's on point.
Yeah, kid, I know the feeling. I know you're still awake, staring at the ceiling. Grammy nominations, radios across the nation. Acceptance speeches, skyscrapers and tall record label buildings. Now you're dreaming with your eyes wide open, hesitant of what you're about to do. Janae, Jane, Josh, all three be looking up to you. You quit your job, but mom and dad put their trust in you. Los Angeles scheming, oh boy, you got a lot to prove. So show them off, take a chance to show them off. You ain't cut from the same type of cloth, you be leather, bro. So take your dreams, stitch them up like they were seams and hope they hold through the weather, cause you're up against forever, bro. Real gentlemen. Been raised by your grandparents. Homeland morals, be proud you got to inherit. No tears, no weakness, no fears when you're the eldest. Life's a movie, show me you deserve the credit. Don't think small, jump in free fall. And if you crash land, get on your knees, crawl. Your talent made out of real, their talent made out of plastic. Your passion made out of diamonds, their passion made out of granite. So set it in stone and make walls for your avenue. They'll all be staring at accomplishments that no one handed you. Strong winds break the drag like a parachute. Established by your 20s, they'll be shocked you're born in 92.
So take your best shot, take a swing, half tilted on these drinks. Tomorrow you got walls to break down. Cause tomorrow you got walls to break down. Cause tomorrow you got walls to break down.
Gentleman's Vibe on Asian Wave 101 with their song Lounge, showing some love to our locals. I actually saw them live a few years back in 2011 when they opened for J-Rise, and that was also the first time I saw Rael, another great local artist, perform live as well, and I instantly became a fan of both, which I'm sure can happen to you as well. Check out their YouTube channel for all their original songs, remixes, and music videos, and cop their mixtape for yourself, a friend, your dog, whoever. Spread the music, spread the love for our locals. And the next song is by Korean girl group A-Pink. It's from their earlier days during the year they debuted, back when they were a 7-member group, but before one of the members left to pursue her studies further. The song is called My My, and it's about a girl who is crushing very heavily on a guy, and the very thought of him makes her nervous and giddy, yet she doesn't really know how to express herself. The song is just sweet and innocent, and you know, when I was preparing for this show the other day, I showed this song and music video to one of my friends, and then afterwards, after he listened to the song, saw the music video, he turned towards me, and then he said, you know what? If ever there was a song and a music video that could give you diabetes, it would be this one. Because it's just so sweet. Diabetes is nothing to joke about, but I'm sure you get my meaning. And also, I would like to mention that this song is actually coming in as a very special request from someone that has been very supportive of the show. And he goes, it's requested by my friend Chris Yun. Now, earlier when I first started doing the show, he heard my broadcast, and then he said to me, Steve, you need to take us through the entire A Pink discography. And I said, you know what, I'm probably going to play A Pink some more in the future, but I don't know if that's something that, you know, if I do it every single week, A Pink is great, but what am I going to do about other artists that should be played, that I feel other people should be heard? But it is going to be his birthday in a few days, and I figured that now is as good a time as any to play this song for him. So Chris, here's your special request. Also, happy birthday to you. 祝你生日快乐 in Mandarin, 생일축하해요 in Korean, and all that good stuff. A Pink, here to warm up your hearts and make your day just a little brighter with My My. A Pink with all their cutie pie sweetness. It's just so nice to listen to, so you can understand why they're getting so popular these days. They've been active for 3 years now, and a fairly recent report stated that member Eunji may be making a solo album in the very near future. They're just lovable, and their music, again, is just so nice to listen to. Now, the last track of the day I have for you is from a Mandopop king known for his many musical talents, Wang Lihong, with a song called Xiao Ren Pei, which simply means need someone with me or need someone to be with. It's a very simple ballad, yet you can really feel the longing he is trying to express. It seems to be, it's a very melancholy song, but it seems that he won't be singing this song very much anymore now that he is a married man and a father. But this is for all the lonely singles out there. Stay patient, and I know you'll find the one when the time is right, so hang in there. I'm going to leave you with that, and as usual, if you have a request or a song you think I should check out, email me at asianwave101@gmail.com. Also, if you have any thoughts on today's news and want to get a discussion going, don't hesitate to send me an email for that as well. I want to hear from you. Don't go anywhere, though. Right after is your weekly arts report, only on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Steve. This has been your weekly dose of Asian Wave 101. Until next time, everyone, take care and enjoy Wang Lihong, Xiao Ren Pei.
Twitter. Now I lay my burden down. I have sinned, I have lied, I have loved, I have cried. Now I lay my burden down. Yes, I lay my burden down. Time has come, time has gone. Now it's time to move on. Yes, I lay my burden down. In this life I have sown seeds of love, how they have grown. Yes, I lay my burden down. Yes, I lay my burden down. Coming and gone, only love will live on. Yes, I lay my burden down. Yes, I lay.